This is Dr. Dale with you once again for the School of Survival podcast from How to Survive a Zombie Apocalypse. We're all encamped back at the School of Survival now after our trip to Leicester. Donald, however, isn't with us. He's still power walking back from that beautiful city. But today we've got Judy.
Hi.
And Tristan.
Hello.
Now, what are we going to talk about today? Of course, we've got Stafford coming up very soon, Stafford University. Well, we'll be entertaining the students down there. However, I do believe it is an open event, so anybody in Stafford can get tickets for that. And we had another comment on the review board, somebody asking us when we'd be going to Scotland.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
We're not touring Scotland, per se, but we will be back up in Edinburgh for the whole month of August. With the new seminars, completely new, unseen. Yeah, we don't want to give too much away now, do we?
No, we don't. Not at all.
No. Okay, what else have we got? Well, I've got an email here from another of our listeners, from Adam Beckett, who's 14 years old, and he's sent us a couple of questions now. He says we can only answer a few if we want, but we'll see. We'll see how we do for time. Okay, so this first one. Are we prepared for this? Do you need to do any mental warm-ups?
I'm just going to do some quick tongue exercises first.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to do some eye rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think I'm ready now.
Thank you. Okay. Right, so here's question number one. Right, he's been researching zombie films and games, and they all seem to have quite different opinions of the undead, which is very true. But he wants to know exactly what zombies are like with all these differing opinions. Who wants to take that?
I think it's very good that Adam has obviously done a lot of research, and has done a lot of the same research that we have by watching zombie films and playing zombie games.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very encouraging.
Yes, well done.
There are a number of key characteristics. We believe that zombies will be slow. That's the main point that there is a lot of differentiation on.
Tristan, anything you'd like to add?
I will point out slow when the body has degraded.
Yes.
Up until then, they will be fast.
Well, they will be human speed.
Yes.
But they won't be super fast as in some
games. They retain the speed that they did as humans.
Yes. So Usain Bolt, if he became a zombie, mm-hmm. might actually be super speedy.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. he is super speedy in life. But most people will be normal speed.
Old people. Or that guy in Chariots of Fire.
Yes.
He was very slow.
Really slow, yeah.
When the music was playing especially.
And all of the people on Baywatch as well.
Yeah, they were only occasionally slow.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Mm.
So they'd be slow, really slow zombies, so it'd be really easy to run away from them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. So I think in answer to that question, though, I think as well it's important to point out that we don't know. So it's good to play as many games and watch as many different films as possible.
Yes, that's true.
Because we don't really know. We tend to deal with the dead kind of zombie rather than the live kind of zombie. Like in Left 4 Dead, they're infected human beings.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, well, who are still alive.
Yeah, and that's why they're fast.
Yes.
Because they aren't actually dead or degrading. So they keep their level of speed throughout. Unless, of course, they're shot.
Or old.
No, even the old ones move pretty fast on Left 4 Dead.
Maybe the infection on there makes them fast.
Yes, maybe. Because maybe it's a genetically enhanced infection.
Maybe it was started by Usain Bolt. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, could be. Maybe it's worth a letter.
Yeah.
Do we know anybody who's associated with the Left 4 Dead?
No.
Do you?
No, but I do have contacts in the Olympics.
Maybe you could write to the Olympics then, and maybe they know people who are in Left 4 Dead.
I suspect there has been some undercover testing done by prospective Olympic teams, and that may have been the inspiration for Left 4 Dead.
Right, so the steroids is what inspired. Maybe we could get Donald to get in touch with Bill from the original Left 4 Dead, because he's old.
Yeah.
And Bill's old,
yeah.
And they might know each other.
Yeah, old people do tend to know each other.
Actually, there's a guy called Lewis in Left 4 Dead, and you might know him.
Really?
Because he's black.
Yeah, I remember Lewis, actually, yeah.
Was he at the MOBO Awards?
He was, yeah, when I was collecting my award for my collaboration with Beverly Knight. It was called Night Anno Day.
It was hauntingly beautiful, achingly so. So I think that really answers that question.
Yes, I think it does.
I think
does.
To sum up, Left 4 Dead is based on the Olympics.
Yes.
And that's life zombies. And really, there could be lots of different kinds, but we specifically deal with slow-moving, dead kinds of zombies.
Yes.
So, question number two.
Go for it, Dr. Dale.
Right. Most people do not like killing.
That's a very shrewd observation.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, really. Maybe it's just because they can't kill. I think people will probably like to kill.
Possibly.
I think killers like killing.
Killers like killing, yeah. People work in abattoirs, but that's not humans. Yeah.
What about the killers? Do they like killing?
No, they like singing.
Oh,
it's
right.
Quite confusing, because I asked them when I met them. And yes, they sing.
Where did you meet them, Tristan?
They were coming out of the Mobos when I went to see you.
Oh, right. I see.
Anyway, just to get past that point, that some people do not like... Some people don't.
No.
Some people don't like strawberries either.
No.
So it's just a natural thing. People don't like killing. So apparently here, and this is where the research comes in, the military use first-person simulations to desensitize those going to war.
Yes.
Right.
The same could happen to us when it comes to killing zombies. So would a zombie-killing game desensitize us and help us to kill the zombies?
Well, I've heard about these simulations that army people go through, and although it is quite good for desensitizing them, it doesn't desensitize them to the atmosphere, because obviously it is like a computer game.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get out to Afghanistan or wherever they're going, the atmosphere and the surrounding area doesn't equate to what they've done in this game.
That is really surprising.
Mm.
Yes.
The fact that you sound so intelligent all of a sudden.
Thank you.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Have you been watching the news again, Tristan?
Yeah.
You know you're not supposed to watch the news.
It frightens you, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't like Crime Watch.
No.
There was a man on there that looked like my granddad.
Was it Nicky Campbell?
Right. Anyway, let's just get back to the question. So what you're saying in your moment of intelligence was that although playing the games can kind of desensitize you, it doesn't put you in the atmosphere. How do we get rid of that then? I mean, we can play games to desensitize ourselves to shooting fellow human beings. But, for example, not just games. You know when you go and you drive and test? And you're on a simulator?
Yes.
And you've got to spot things? Mm-hmm. Utilize the driving test simulator. Run people over. Go at top speed.
Yes, because you need to prepare yourself for all elements of a zombie apocalypse, not just the zombies and the killing. The fear from other survivors, the possible fights you might get into over supplies, things like that. So maybe try arguing with your friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another way as well, because there will be a stench of rotting flesh. So
yes.
Maybe just buy some meat and leave it to
leave
rot.
Leave it by the radiator or something.
In your house. So yeah. Your house stinks of rotting flesh.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Also, Megazone. Megazone is a good idea because there's lots of flashing lights. And when you go in...
You mean one of those places where you have laser guns and
yes,
you have a pack?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you run around trying to shoot each other.
But we do recommend if you do go into somewhere like that, take a spade so you can actually hit people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or just use real guns.
Yeah,
yeah.
That would be easier.
Well, guns or melee weapons, because
yeah.
Guns aren't widely available in the UK, so melee weapons.
Well, on The Unit, which is another TV series I've been watching, which is about the army, they use live situations.
Do you do any training, apart from watch TV and play games?
I go on Wikipedia.
That's still kind of on a computer, though.
No.
Judy, I think you need to deal with that.
Yeah, I will. Tristan, we're going to have words later.
Okay. Yes, as I was saying, they use live situations. So they have one team having a coffee and a chat in a room with cardboard cutouts of different evil baddies. And they set this team up without...
Yeah, but basically we're talking about Megazone again there. Why get cardboard cutouts when you can use your actual friends?
Yeah.
Or people you don't like. In a room. Because
yeah.
The good thing about it is that you need the rotting meat to make it smell like rotting flesh. Once you've killed your friends,
Yeah.
Again, this is where homeless people become useful.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
No one's going to miss them. There's going to be no complaints from anyone because no one really wants them around. So you can use them for, you know, target practice, get them to run at you. If you're wanting to simulate a zombie that's, you know, still sort of freshly turned into a zombie, or just get them to shamble around as you just hack at them with machetes.
Or maybe we could use those people that chase around town wanting money for charity.
Yes, yeah. Charity collectors.
Big issue sellers.
Yeah, well, they're kind of homeless, aren't they?
Yeah.
We must add at this stage, I think it's worth pointing out that we do not advocate carrying out any of these training mechanisms unless you are an affiliated member of the School of Survival. Don't just go around and kill homeless people without the express permission of the authorities at this stage. Yeah. Once the apocalypse begins, then yes, it's fine to kill your friends because it will be a lawless society, but for now, it may be just as wise just playing games.
Yeah, because otherwise you might get told off.
I mean, we have special permission and we've got the badges that say that we're allowed to do that.
Exactly, yeah.
It's only for us, not for everyone, I'm afraid.
No.
So don't go out and do that.
So in conclusion, yeah, playing games is probably your best option at this time. Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
But also make sure you do have a physical training regime as well. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise you will become fat and a bit of a sloth. Okay, one more question from Adam. On the Diary of the Dead, the film, it shows that a zombie hanging in a tree and then the zombie shot just below the neck and the eyes in the head can still be seen to be moving. He asks, what keeps them in the undead state? He knows it's the brain, but what keeps the brain in its undead state? Such as in Land of the Dead, they walk underwater and come out alive. But, you see, this is where it gets confusing. In Nazi zombies, shooting them in the body enough times also kills them. So mixed messages there from the media, is what we're saying.
Yeah.
So first off, the brain. What keeps just the brain going? Well, I think it's important to state it doesn't matter.
No.
But it is the one thing that we are fairly certain is going to keep going in a zombie is the brain. So that is the part that you must destroy.
Have we any percentages on that?
37.
That's pretty sure. That's that odds I would not bet against.
Yes, no.
So we're fairly certain that the brain will stay operable. But the reason we advocate going for the brain, along with a lot of other media, is because it's more likely to be the brain.
Yes.
So you might as well go for the headshot first, because the headshot will kill them whether it's the brain or not.
Yeah.
And let's face it, it's more fun to make someone's head explode than an arm or a leg or something like
left
that.
Left toe.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think the reason why the games do it is just simply because no one is that good at shooting on a game that they can get headshots constantly. And it'd be pretty boring.
I'm that good.
Yes, so am I.
You're not.
Well, yeah. Okay.
I've seen you shoot a zombie in the foot.
It was running towards me and I got scared.
And the lamp. The incident with the lamp. Where you shot the lamp a lot of times because you thought it was a zombie.
But the shadows in the room made it look like it was moving. And it could have been a trick in the game.
And you shot Lewis, didn't you?
Yes. Sometimes I think it is fun to shoot the other survivors.
Is it because he's black?
No. It's just...
And do you shoot Bill because he's old?
No. It's just, again...
Tell everybody what character you play.
I play Zoe.
Zoe's the girl, isn't she?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I like her dress sense. And she's small and quick. Whereas Bill's old.
Quite a disappointment, really.
Yeah, I'm finding this all quite disturbing, really, Tristan.
Especially with you winning them over, knowing Beverly Knight so well. What would Beverly Knight think? What would Beverly Knight say?
She would be very disappointed. I can't actually repeat what she'd say because she's very foul-mouthed. But she would be really disappointed in you, Tristan. That's her now, in fact.
Well, I don't think you should answer it.
No, I think she will be very upset. I can foresee just a barrage of swear words.
Mm-hmm.
and sobbing and screaming.
Yeah, but this isn't going out live.
We don't want to upset famous people.
She's got a very acute sense of hearing. That's why she's so good at singing.
Yeah.
Ah, like Celine Dion.
Yes.
She's got a big nose too.
Are you saying Beverly Knight's got a big nose?
No, Celine Dion has.
Yeah, but she's French-Canadian.
Yeah.
So we're allowed to make fun of her.
What about Barbara Streisand? She's got a big honker as well.
Yeah, but she's Jewish, so we wouldn't say anything. You're just so offensive all the time, Tristan. You have to be careful of what you say.
I think he's watching the news. I think he's just been exposed to a load of influences he hasn't had before, and it's just... I don't know who you are anymore, Tristan.
Fox News is good, though.
No.
No, Tristan.
No. No. I think we need to get you desensitized. You need to go back in the tank.
Yeah.
Oh, not the tank.
For a week.
It's dark.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah, but it smells.
Yeah, but just be thankful that Donald's not back yet.
That's true. I spent a week in there once with him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's...
Yeah, no, we don't need to go into that. Our training mechanisms.
Let's
there.
Move on.
Yeah.
Return to Adam's question.
Adam's questions, right? So we what we're saying in regards to the brain is it doesn't matter how the brain works because you're not going to be able to stop it. All you need to know is to go for the brain first, because it will be the brain that we assume will be the weak spot of the zombie. After being in the apocalypse for some time, you might realize that it's not just the brain. Then it could be the heart or anything. We don't know until it happens. Yeah. But always go for the headshot first, because that's where our research leads us.
Yeah,
so maybe you will be able to shoot the body after further research, but more so in live zombies rather than dead zombies, we assume.
Yes, I would think so.
So those are the three questions from Adam there, and quite insightful, I would say, for a 14-year-old.
Yes. I'm very, very impressed with all of our listeners so far that we've heard from. Mm-hmm. They've all had some very... interesting points and brought up some very exciting discussions.
Yeah, absolutely. So if anybody else has any questions that they want to send to us, because that did stretch us slightly there.
Yes.
And I know it stretched you, Tristan. And it showed us as well. It taught us what Tristan's like. What's happened to him.
I won't watch news again, I promise.
So I personally would like to thank Adam Beckett for... just letting us bring that side out of Tristan so we could see how to help him.
Yeah, you've always got to be careful of people in your team because you need to be aware of their changes, what's happening with them. Because if you don't watch the team, the inside as well as the outside, things go wrong. Imagine if a zombie apocalypse was happening now and Tristan had made this change.
Yeah.
Imagined himself to be more intelligent than he is, and the next thing you know, he's wanting to take over.
Would be very dangerous indeed.
Can you imagine Tristan in charge?
No, Dr. Dale, that's just too fanciful.
I'm still here.
Well, we have got coming up very soon, like I said at the beginning, some more of the tour. We've got Stafford coming up on the 4th, and then later on in the month, we're going to Nelson and Pendle and Bedworth. Now, we do recommend, we did sell out the Leicester run. I think it's worth pointing out that.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. Anything that either of you'd like to just remember back to Leicester?
Well, we had a really interesting cross-section of audience, and I, for one, would really like to see that again. You know, it brought young and old, students and non-students, people of all races, colours and creeds together to try and survive the zombie apocalypse.
There was no talking animals.
No.
So maybe that's something we need to...
Yes.
Maybe we're not hitting that demographic somewhere along
maybe
the
not.
Line. Talking animals don't seem to be bothered about the apocalypse, but who knows? Maybe we'll get some in one of those three. But I think it's very wise of you to say that we do attract a great deal of people. There's a lot of people who are very interested in how to survive a zombie apocalypse, and I think that's admirable to the cause. The people are willing to do that. To go for that. Tristan, anything you specifically remember or would like to point out about Leicester?
It was nice.
Just as insightful there. Thanks
for that. I was actually thinking of we could get a hold of Dr. Doolittle.
Why?
To get the talking animals.
No, Dr. Doolittle didn't have talking animals. He talked to the animals.
Oh.
He had a parrot that could talk.
Perhaps then we need to get all the parrots. I don't like birds. No. Scratch that. No parrots.
Okay, so Tristan wouldn't like parrots at the... So anybody at all apart from parrots to the fourth...
And remember, we are completely approachable. You can talk to us before the show and after the seminar. Just come and say hi. We're very interested in meeting our...
Yeah,
audience.
People may look upon us as godlike figures, but we're not.
Yes.
We're just like normal, everyday human beings, aren't we? Yeah, we can be approached and spoken to. Like Adam sent over his email.
Yes.
By all means, anybody else, any questions, then just email us. And anybody can come and get your tickets early, because we have sold out every single show we've done so far. I think that's worth mentioning.
Mm.
For now, though, maybe that's all we've got time for.
Yes, it is. Time's up now.
I think it's gone a lot smoother today without Donald, I've found. He'll be back, hopefully, soon. He should have been back by now.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody should ring a hospital.
Well, how long has he been gone?
Well, we got back last week.
I did leave a trail of breadcrumbs after us, so he should have been able to follow us back.
Did he carry his walking stick with him? You know, the hill walking stick.
I don't know what he had. He just said
he
left at first light. He was in his sandals. I heard them flopping as he left through the car park. I was still in bed.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything. I was out like a light.
So I've no idea, but sure, I'm sure he should be. But maybe, well, who knows? Tristan, if you could ring all the hospitals from here to Leicester.
Yes.
Find out if anybody... in sandals.
Possibly with a walking stick.
Yeah, has been brought in for any reason.
With the name of Donald.
Yeah.
So we found him in a sweet shop last time, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was quite confusing.
So, if anybody out there has also seen him, that would be great if you could get in touch. Maybe look on the website, www.howtosurviveazombieapocalypse.co.uk. And you can see a picture of him. So if anyone does spot Donald anywhere between the School of Survival and Leicester, we do need him back, unfortunately, by the next seminar, which is on the 4th of March in Stafford. But I think that's it for now. Any questions, let us know. So this is goodbye from Judy.
Goodbye.
Goodbye from Tristan.
Bye.
And Dr. Dale saying goodbye. We'll be back next week with another podcast.